Matthew, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. Looking ahead to the series that begins in a week and a half here, what's the one thing you guys are going to need to do better than you've done to beat Calgary?
I think system-wise, you know, we get our own stuff going. I think it's going to come down to a lot of battles. You know, winning the wall battles, every loose puck, if you jump and you come out with it, it's definitely going to make a difference in the series. So if you go in with that mindset where every single guy on this room go out and win every single battle he's involved in, then you're definitely giving yourself the better chance.
Thanks.
Matthew, Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca, working on a piece on Kyle Connor. Where has his game grown the most since he came into the league?
He got physically stronger for sure, but he's just such a skill, fast player. We see it in practice. I mean, every time he gets going, he just dominates the game. So he's just gone better and better every year. And I like what I'm seeing right now from him, and so far in this training camp.
And he's a guy who's top 10 in goals, but seems like he's not getting that same recognition around the league. I mean, what's it going to take for him to go from underrated to bona fide goal scorer in the eyes of fans or fellow players?
I think if you just keep pace and keep doing what he's doing, you know, guys that do that years after years after years, eventually, you know, they get the recognition they deserve, and he's certainly getting there. And if he keeps it up like he's doing right now, you will get there for sure.
One last one for you. I mean, playoff heroes, it's an opportunity for many. I mean, given what you went through this season, you see it as a fresh start and maybe a chance to have a big impact when the play-in gets going?
Yeah, for sure. That's always been my mindset. You know, whatever lines you're on, you just want to be a difference maker. Before every game, I try to tell my lights mate, you know, let's go today, let's go tonight, let's be difference makers, whatever it takes. If it's blocking a shot, getting a puck out in a key situation, or scoring a big goal, those are all the things that I want to bring to this team.
One more quick one. What's Cody Eakin brought to your group, and what can he do when it comes to the playoffs when he's centering that line?
Yeah, he was playing well before this all happens. I play with him in Washington for a little bit in Hershey. He's a real competitor. Works extremely hard. He's pretty strong for his size, and he's got a good shot. So I think with Patty and Nikki, they could be a dangerous line for us. So I'm excited to see what he can bring.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Matthew, it's Jason Bell. Good to talk to you again from the Free Press. You know, you kind of alluded to it, but whether you and Shore and Mason are on the ice for 4 minutes or 9 minutes, I mean, what is that objective every night? And whether you're playing against, you know, a top line, a on-hand line, or a bottom six line?
For us, it's going to be energy. You know, like you said, sometimes we don't get out there as much. So every chance we get, for us, it has to matter. So we'll have that mindset. You know, Shorzy and Happy to a great forechecker. I like the forecheck. So I think if we can get on the puck, disrupt the D, and, you know, create some momentum, maybe have some shifts in the old zone, and making sure you know, we keep it out of our own net. That's a key one for us. And then, you know, if you can get in and maybe score a goal here and there, it's usually what can make the difference in the playoffs.
You know much about Nick Shore before he got here, and what's impressed you about his game? I think the 42 games he's played with you guys.
Yes, very smart player, good hands. You know, he's pretty good at giving the puck, placing it in the good areas for us to go chase it. If you open, you know, he'll see you. He's a good communicator on the ice. So, you know, so far, just in practice, what I've seen playing with him, I've had a lot of fun. And like I said, I think we could be a good line for us in the playoffs.
You know, so easy to watch or see what Hellebuck does or what a Scheifele does, but there are so many small things that the outsiders like me maybe don't notice. I mean, what are those things that you appreciate about a guy like Nick Shore that goes unnoticed sometimes to everyone but you guys inside?
Yeah, just like I said, I mean, it's a lot of times you'll have it on his stick and you think he's getting squeezed, and you'll find a way to put it in the area where you can go and get it, and you can keep the puck on your side. He's good on the breakouts as a center. He's, like I said, he's a good communicator. So for me on the wing, he's coming across and you'll be talking to me and letting me know what to do with it. And he gets on the puck. He's got a good stick, so good at disrupting the play. And it's something I'd like to do as well. And so is Appy. So I feel in practice, even in the scrimmage, we were able to do that. You know, get on the D's, and we were able to sustain some offense that way.
Matthew, Scott Billick from the Winnipeg Sun. Hope you're doing well. Just wondering, given the run into the pause, you guys, I think we're like 12-5 and something going in. Has that been the blueprint during training camp for you guys? You know, you guys were reasonably healthy, or for the most part healthy, power or place. Penalty kill was doing well. Connor Hellebuck was playing well. All four lines were playing well. Has that been the blueprint in camp, or what has been, if that hasn't been?
Yeah, I'm not sure about all that. Yeah, we were playing well, but it's been so long ago that this just kind of feel like a fresh start. So we're all starting back to even. But like you say, everybody's healthy. We feel, you know, good about our lineup. We've had some great practices here. We feel like four lines can contribute in any given night. So this is what you want in a team going to a playoffs. And obviously Hellebuck has been, you know, a key piece for us all year, and, you know, having him in back is, it's always nice to know you're going into a game with a goal like that.
Yeah, it might be a weird question, but usually in training camp, you know, you get out of training camp and then you have an 82-game season. You know, this training camp, you're going to have this, and then you have to win games. I mean, that's the only option if you want to, you know, make the last couple weeks, these 2 weeks really worth anything. Right. Is there a different mentality going into next week, knowing that, you know, you don't, there is really no room for error?
Yeah, it's going to be a new experience for everybody. So it's not like you can get into these games prepared knowing what's going to happen. This is brand new. I'm assuming it's going to feel like a first game of the year. Usually you have that excitement because you go through all these games preseason, but when the first game, the first puck drop is there's a different feeling to it. And I think that's what we're going to see and feel in the first game. And then you're probably going to settle in a little bit more and go from there. But I'm thinking the first game is going to be really high in energy, and this would be a good game.
Hi, Matthew. Sarah Orleski from TSN. Just wondering, the NHL is relaxing the dress code for these playoffs. What do you think about that, and who on this team do you think might take advantage of it most?
Excuse me, I didn't fully understand the question.
Just that the NHL is relaxing the dress code.
Okay.
Yeah. For what do you think about that, and who do you think might have some of the maybe most original outfits on the team that we might see?
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be fun to be able to wear whatever you want to games. I like to mix it up in there, so we'll see. I think Kulikov might have some pretty cool outfits, but we'll see. Yeah, it's going to be different, but I think it's going to be nice and refreshing for the NHL.
The experience of the last couple of seasons for you guys, just with the playoffs, what do you think that's going to do for this group? And does it feel any different in that respect going into these playoffs than maybe what it had before?
Yeah, it will be different for sure. First, you won't have any fans, so that's one thing. And we haven't played a real game in 4 or 5 months, so it's going to be totally different. But the meaning of the games will be the same as a game one of a playoff. So, you know, we're all competitive in this room. So I'm thinking that first game, we're all going to come out and play as hard as we can. And, you know, like I say, like the battles, what I talked earlier, you know, this is going to be a key piece of all of this. You know, if you, every time you step on the ice, you have the mindset that you're not going to lose a battle, then I think your team should be in good shape.
How does the experience, though, of the playoff runs that you guys have been able to have whether it be in 2018 or even the first round of last year, how can that help this group? Or is it too different this year?
It's different, but yeah, I mean, experience always comes in hand. Like, you guys are been in that situation before. There's pressure to perform. So I think in that regard, we have guys that have been in that situation before. So you shouldn't be too nervous coming out to that game, and you should know what to expect.
Matthew, Tim Campbell again. Has the testing, the health testing, and these protocols become routine yet?
Routine, yeah, maybe a little bit. It's still not fun to do. We did it this morning. It never gets easier, but it is what it is. You know, if you want to be able to play these playoffs, you have to go through it. So you get up in the morning and you do it.